Cash flow is a major concern for many businesses and absolutely crucial for those in startup mode. However, many businesses may be suffering from cash flowitis, which is an unhealthy focus on cash flow. So let's examine this. The source of cash is your customers. And the amount of cash you get is dependent on the value you provide to your customers. So the best way to improve your cash flow is to increase the amount of value that you're providing to your customers, give them choices or options on how to do business with you so you can capture different price points and different margins, make sure you get paid quickly, and if you are generating sales on account, so accounts receivable, monitor your accounts receivable to make sure that things don't slip into the 30 or 60 day category. I've had clients whose customers were not happy with them, but were too busy to tell them or ask for things to be corrected and just let things sit in accounts receivable and not pay the bill until my client called them and asked them what was wrong. So make sure you're proactively collecting your receivables as quickly as possible. And another important thing is monitor your days to cash. So that is how quickly you convert providing a goods or service or building a product for somebody until you get paid. Because you're paying your employees probably every 2 weeks or twice a month. Yet, and it might take a month to build something. And then you issue an invoice, and then your customer might take 30 or 45 days to pay. So your days to cash could easily be 60 or 75 days. And the more you can accelerate or shorten that days to cash, the more healthy and strong your cash flow will be. We have another saying that businesses don't have cash flow problems. They have marketing problems. In other words, your pricing is wrong. Your payment terms are wrong. The customers don't perceive enough value. Your products and services may not be differentiated from your customers, so you can't charge a premium. So really focus on things from the customer's perspective as to how valuable is this, how scarce and important is it, and how much am I willing to pay. And then combine that with your metrics as to how fast you get paid and what your overall production cycle is in days to cash, and those things will help you cure cash flowitis and improve your cash flow.